So let's move into a time of sharing. What's God been up to in your life? Maybe it's something God spoke to you through communion. I'll have a couple of guys. You can each come and grab a mic if you want, or somebody can. Yeah, it's already on, so don't touch it. All right. Somebody? Something to share? We can, like last time, there was prayer requests, and we prayed for one another. Caring as a community of God is good as well. Things to praise God for, pray for. And the auctioneer waiting for someone to start the bidding. Right up.
Well, during this week in my devotions, I was thought something that I never thought much about. Because, you know, I used to think fast. I don't do anymore. It's a problem, too. But anyway, I had a little bit and talked with my daughter, who lives in Red Deer. And, he mentioned a few things. And after the message, I thought, oh, I was not very kind. I was not very considerate or anything. And then I opened up my devotions that morning. Here it was, pause before you speak. And that is what I was thinking. I learned to have consideration. Is that something like an idea, like you can listen to the person and have an impulse, but you cannot, you should have some consideration first, and then you can speak, and then the speech will be so much better. I had to apologize, and it all worked fine, of course, of what she's willing to do. But still, I'm very thankful that God is there for us, and that Jesus has died for us, and given us this wonderful freedom of being saved. Thank you.
Amen. We're all on journey, learning, and growing, hey? Thankful. Someone else have something to share? Hold the mic right up close so we can all hear easily, hear well. Don't be afraid to scratch your head. I'll discern the difference between wanting to share. Go ahead, your mom wants to share.
Larry was right when he said about VBS always being on your mind and when you're organizing it. And it is. It's just kind of constantly in the back of my mind. And one thing that I've really been challenged with this year is who am I going to invite to Family VBS this year? No one's going to come unless we invite them. And sometimes we sit down and watch a family movie, and the one that we watched just this last week, there was a young coach who was coaching at a Christian school, and this was kind of an offhand comment, but she said that when she was in junior high, someone introduced her to Jesus. Well, it took that person courage. That took that person stepping forward and doing what God had asked them to do. And it makes me question, okay, am I doing that? Am I actually inviting the people that I know that God has put on my heart to invite? And so I want to challenge that with you. Whether if you're coming, invite someone to come with you. If you know a family that, or anyone, it doesn't have to be like your mom, dad, two boys, two girls, typical family. It can be whatever family combination works for that week. Invite them. You saw on our video our work crew that we had and some of our superheroes that we've made. It was really I'm just so excited about what God is doing because people are working together. It was a really fun day. It was a fun afternoon of just painting and goofing around and having some fun together. The same thing happened in the kitchen. There was some meat being cooked ahead of time in preparation for Family VBS. And we can't do it by ourselves. It's not my Family VBS. It's our Family VBS. And it's for us to come to and for us to participate in. And I'm so excited about what God's going to do. Who knows? Maybe someone will get to know Jesus for the first time. Maybe a family will get put on track for Jesus just a little bit more because of this. And I'm so excited about what God's going to do. So I appreciate everyone that's praying and coming, and I'm just really excited. So.
Right on. There is, I've heard several times, too, people that are listening to the curriculum already, that, well, those that are more senior wish they'd known it years ago, and those that are in the throes of parenting right now, wow, this is good stuff. So, yeah, just boldly invite people, because it's powerful curriculum that we'll be walking through this year. Right on. Who else wants to share? Jump up. There you go, down there. Yeah, Josh is getting bored on this side.
I just want to praise the Lord for what he's done in our lives, especially in our family life. He has, you know, healed John's back to where the pain is less, more manageable. But I also want to praise and thank God for what he's done for Roger. He's a walking miracle. I still feel that God has a plan for him, and that good is going to come out of it. His desire is to talk to other kids about making the good choices and not the wrong choices. It's really close to my heart, but I don't know how to go about it, and I've been praying for God to send somebody to make that happen, because that is his desire, and because I think that God will use that to his glory. So I'll ask for prayer for that something to happen, that this can happen if it's God's will.
Excellent. Somebody want to pray for that, for Roger and the message that God's put on his heart to share? All right, I'll grab a hold of that. We'll pray for him. Lord Jesus, you work in all sorts of ways. You bring life where there's death. You bring hope where there's hopelessness. Healing where there's not. And you are doing a work in Roger's life, and you put a message in him. And so we pray that you would give him avenues to share some truth, your love, and the truth about the consequences and ramifications of our choices, both for the positive and for the negative. We ask you to lead and guide in that. In your name, amen. Very good. Someone else want to share?
I just want to thank all those that shared love and kindness to us when we lost our granddaughter. Soon after the funeral, our granddaughter's mother, Rochelle, was invited to the local school where Janessa had gone. And what they were doing there was dedicating a new garden bench in Janessa's memory. It was a new bench put just outside the school where she was attending. And you know what they call that bench? A buddy bench. Mm. We're just so thankful that God was using this mentally handicapped girl to spread God's love, because everybody was her friend in school. Her teachers and the students, they were all her friends. And that's how God's love was spread. And she had a short life, but God used it for his glory.
Amen. Beauty from the ashes. And that's great, a buddy bench. There's a lot of lonely people in our world, and we all need a buddy.
Okay. Many of you will remember Danny Schmidt, my cousin,
He is actually he lost his dad when he was two, and grew up as the oldest in his family. And he's been disabled for quite a while, walking with a walker. And just this last week, August the 1st, his wife passed away very unexpectedly of a torn aorta. And I would request prayer for Danny Schmidt. He's my cousin, and some of you will remember him.
Somebody want to pray for Danny? Especially somebody that knows him, remembers him? Danny and his family. Yeah, he'll bring you the mic. Thanks.
Gracious Lord, we want to commit Danny to you, his family. They have experienced a great loss. And Lord, may they find their comfort in you, strength to go on facing the challenges that Danny in particular faces at the present time. Thank you for his witness, his life, his witness, and for his wife, the blessing she has been to the family. And Lord, may we be more concerned about the many hurting people because of loneliness, because of loss. Thank you that you give grace. In your name I pray. Amen.
Thank you. All right, a few more minutes of sharing. So who's going to be next? Finally got Josh to move. There you go. You can run it down there, Josh. Oh, okay.
We've just been gone on a holiday as well. As like Larry mentioned, they were gone. We were gone for 2 weeks, so it's really nice to be back home in the church. And we're thankful to God for safe travels, because it's a long way for us to drive to Thunder Bay, Ontario, where our son Trevor lives and our granddaughter Elizabeth. And on the way, of course, we stopped in Winnipeg to see our daughter Sandra and her husband Tom. And I talked to the church on our behalf, Arnold and I, about a month ago here, as to our daughter, youngest daughter Sandra, who has been hospitalized in Winnipeg since February, and she's still in the hospital with mental health issues. And we really appreciate the people that have come up to us and said they are praying, and that just really encourages us. And we would ask that you continue to pray for Sandra. She's still, the doctors still can't find the proper medication that she needs to help her to have a breakthrough in her illness. And so we would ask that you continue to pray for the doctors and for Sandra, that she would feel God's peace in the midst of this storm. So thank you.
Yeah, thanks for updating us on that. Somebody want to pray for Sandra, her husband, and
Heavenly Father, we pray for Sandra. We pray for our parents and for others. Lord, give comfort, give grace, give strength. Most of them, we pray that Sandra would come to know you in a new way, and would love you and appreciate you and appreciate what you do. Lord, touch your body and heal. Work in their family as well. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right, someone else? I haven't made these guys run the stairs yet. All right. Are you guys? guys can put the mics back in the things gently. There's one final video here. It's a message, again, that